Hello students, in 8th standard, first lesson in history, you learnt the periodization of Indian history by James Mill, the process of colonization, the practice of maintaining official documents, and the practice of surveying by the Britishers. Who are these Britishers? How did they become rulers of India? All this you are going to study in the second lesson. Lesson 2, From Trade to Territory, Module 1. Students, before we go into the topic, I want you all to recall what you studied in class 7. In class 7, you learnt about the Mughal rule in India. For your easy reference, timeline of Mughal rule is given in PPT slide 2. And in the same class, you studied that many European sailors wanted to find the sea route to India. Finally, in 1498, Vasco da Gama, Portuguese sailor, found out the sea route to India. Following this route, many European traders started coming into India. Portuguese from Portugal, Danish from Denmark, Dutch from Holland or Netherlands, British from Britain, French from France. Refer slide 4. And all these trading companies wanted to buy the same things, such as fine qualities of cotton, silk and spices. Students, you all know very well what are spices. Pepper, cardamom, cinnamon, cloves are examples of spices. To buy all these items, there was rivalry among these groups. In 1600, English East India Company granted sole right to do trade in the East by the ruler of England, Queen Elizabeth I. This royal charter, however, could not prevent other European powers from entering the eastern markets. Each trading company was exploring the possibility of doing trade in India. English East India Company set up its factory at Hooghly in 1651. Please refer slide 7. Illustration is given. In that illustration, you could see how Queen Elizabeth granting right to trade in India to the English East India Company. And also you could see a map in which the sailors followed the sea route passing through Atlantic Ocean and reached the Cape of Good Hope and finally reached the west coast of India. Now, the English East India Company persuaded the Mughal Emperor Aurangzeb to issue a firman granting the company the right to do trade duty-free. Students, do you know the meaning for firman? Firman means royal order. Without paying any taxes, East India Company was doing trade and they also expected more privileges and concessions, which was not liked by Nawabs of Bengal. After the death of Aurangzeb, Bengal was ruled by Nawabs. The first Nawab was Murshid Quli Khan, followed by Ali Wardi Khan and Siraj Ud Daula. In 1756, Siraj Udaulah became Nawab of Bengal. He asked the English East India Company to stop its fortification and demanded them to pay revenues, demanded them to pay taxes. But the company defied the orders. They were not ready to pay revenues to the Nawab of Bengal. So, Siraj Udaulah with his army marched towards Kasim Bazar, where English East India Company's factory was located. Siraj Udaulah's army consisted of 30,000 soldiers, and his army captured the company officials. By hearing this news, company officials from Madras sent forces under the command of Robert Clive. Robert Clive was very intelligent, and he became the commander of English East India's army. He made a secret deal with Mir Jafar. Who was this Mir Jafar? Mir Jafar was the commander of Siraj Udaulah. In the battlefield, Mir Jafar did not play his role as a commander. He never fought the battle. So it was very easy for Robert Clive to win Siraj Udaulah's huge army. So in the battle, that is Battle of Plassey in 1757, was the first major victory for the English East India Company. Illustrations on Battle of Plassey shown in slide 13, 14 and 15. As per the deal, Mir Jafar became Nawab of Bengal after the defeat and death of Siraj Udaulah. But he was made as a puppet ruler. He could not remain quiet for a long time. He did not agree with the company's interference in collecting revenues. Immediately, company deposed him and installed Mir Kasim as Nawab of Bengal. Mir Kasim also could not maintain good understanding with the company. He declared war on English East India Company. And the war was fought at Buxar in 1764, which is popularly known as Battle of Buxar. And in this battle, English East India Company won, and it had driven out Mir Kasim from Bengal and made Mir Jafar as Nawab again. And Mir Jafar died in 1765. Finally, in 1765, the Mughal Emperor appointed the English East India Company as Diwan of the provinces of Bengal, which made the company to collect revenues. So Diwan means right to collect revenues. Please see the illustrations given in slide 19. Now, revenues from India could finance company's expenses. The company officials also earned huge wealth. And they started to lead a very luxurious life. And they started to imitate the lifestyle of Nawabs and started to call themselves as Nabobs. So students, now it's time to recall what you learnt in this module. In this module, you learnt the arrival of European trading companies to India, formation of English East India Company, setting up a factory at Hooghly by the English East India Company, Battle of Plassey and Battle of Buxar. Then how the company became Diwan of the provinces of Bengal. Now it's time to test your memory. Let me ask you some questions. Who was the ruler of England in 1600? Queen Elizabeth I. Yes, it's right. Who discovered sea route to India? Vasco da Gama. Yes, right. Which items were in great demand in the European market? Fine qualities of cotton, silk and spices. Yes. Who won in the Battle of Plassey? The English East India Company. Yes. To have better understanding of this part of the lesson, please go through the handout, your textbook, and to assess yourself. The worksheet is given for self-assessment. Please attempt all the questions and check your answers with the help of your textbook or with the help of the handout. In the second module, we will read how the company expanded its power. Until then, stay safe, keep learning. Thank you.